Are you lost and wanting to find your true self? On today's episode, I'm going to be with my friend, Kara, who introduced me to a beautiful four-day retreat in Arizona where we learned more about who our true self is without our titles. Hey everyone, I'm back with something a little more deep today, but stick around, I think you'll like it. Before we dig in, let me ask you a few questions. Do you think you have a victim consciousness or a master consciousness? Let me give you a few examples. Do you allow grief, hate, envy, and jealousy to control your consciousness? That would be victim. Or do you allow willingness, joy, love, and acceptance to control your consciousness? That's master. All of these feelings create an emotion in your life. The things that you think about, you bring about. So are you always giving self-talk in a positive way or a negative way? As the victim or as the master? Let's dig in more. Did you know a lot of this thinking started when you were young? When a baby is born, they cry when they need fed or they need help or they feel discomfort. And what do? We don't yell at them and say those feelings don't matter. We pick them up and we soothe them. We might tap them on the back. We might bounce them a little bit and make them feel that comfort. Why do we feel as adults that we can't do that for ourselves? Have you ever given yourself a hug? If you are feeling scared or sad, do you wrap your arms tightly around yourself? I know I have. We may just hold our hands together and tightly pull them into our chest, but that pressure is like a hug of comfort. I can see you all trying this right now, and it's comforting, isn't it? If you're not driving, I would ask you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let that pressure out. Do that as many times as you need to feel that anxiety or discomfort leave your body. It's okay to take a minute to calm yourselves. Our thoughts control our overall well-being and how our bodies react to a situation, so take the minute. As we grow, depending on our surroundings, we may be told things that are not true. We might be told something for protection or out of jealousy or because somebody has a lot of hate in their life and they don't know how to show love, so they use words to create pain because that makes them feel better. And if we are surrounding ourselves with that type of energy, we can grow up to build walls and to fill those negative words deep into our soul. And they're not our truth. They're words spoken to us that cloud our true judgment and hide our true self. A friend of mine showed me a visual that I think is the best way to describe what our true self clouded looks like. So let me paint this picture for you. If you take a vase and you fill it with Coca-Cola, for example, that's the representation of your true self. And then through life, we have experiences that start to hide our true self. So in this example, she took a bottle of vegetable oil and poured it on top of the Coca-Cola. No matter how much vegetable oil she put in the vase with the Coca-Cola, it never penetrated. It always stayed on top. So the oil represented every time we hear something negative or feel something bad that clouds our true self. But our true self is always there. So as you really start to learn more about who your true self is and you fight to see who she is again, your true self can be exposed beautifully. In this example, she took another bottle of Coca-Cola and she poured it on top of the oil. As the vase filled, only the Coca-Cola remained. The oil flowed over the top and out of the vase. So what that represents is that we can be clouded with a lot of things in our life that are bad, that are negative, and that really did impact who we are. It's validated, it happened, but it doesn't have to be what defines us. We can keep searching for who our true self is and what we really want and who we really are. And that oil will continue to go away. And our true self, who is stronger, will rise. We also have to remember that people see things differently. I was once scrolling Facebook and came across a photo of a beautiful woman, but the comments below said they were seeing an old, ugly woman. And as I stared at the photo, I could actually see both, but at first I saw the beautiful woman. So think about a situation that you've had in your life where you see something one way and somebody sees something another way. Their mind might be more clouded with negativity and they need you to just gently show them the beauty of the photo. Or maybe you're having a bad day and you see the old woman in the photo and somebody has to show you the beautiful woman. There are always two sides to every story and everyone has a different experience in their life. It doesn't mean that one is right or one is wrong. It's whatever is the reality for that particular person. If they've had a lot of struggles in their life and a lot of hate, how do you think that person is supposed to show you love? They must love themselves and know what love is to be able to give it back. So give each other grace. When someone's really acting like a jerk, remind yourself that we don't know what they've been through, and maybe they just need you to smile and say it's okay. I oftentimes think of the customer service workers in the drive-thru. They just need a smile because they've probably had a rough day. I also learned a lot about will versus way. We all have a will to do something, whether it's to be a better wife or a mother, to be a better friend or daughter, or to be the best at our job, to have great health, or whatever your will or desire is. Remember that there are so many different ways to achieve it. A person can do all these things. It just may look differently than that what we would have done. I'm left-handed, but I can still swing a bat. I can cut with scissors, I could write my name, but it looks a little differently than someone who is right-handed. My teachers used to always try to teach me to do it a different way. And that's just a minor example, but how many times have you looked at a left-handed batter or the way some of us write upside down and you just want to give us a little guided direction how to do it better? And I giggle because it's true, but think about big picture. How are you as a parent? How do you act as a spouse? How do you do your job? Are they different from others around you? But are you still getting things done? But what happens when someone tries to tell you that you are doing it wrong? Water boils just a little bit, doesn't it? Now here's a bigger example that has affected me and a few of my friends. Let's just say you're a mom and you feel like you're a failure if you cannot stay home and raise your children because your family needs the income and you must work. Or there could be another mother who feels more successful working and doesn't want to stay home, but can still be a great mother. It's not right or wrong. We can't look at that mother who wants to work and shame her for not staying home for her kids, and we can't shame that mother who really wants to stay home, but she needs to support her family financially. How many times have you been judged, or have you judged a situation like this? I feel like this is a big topic, and I'd actually like to come back to this in another episode, because I feel like there's a lot to discuss and validate on this topic. But for today, remember that there are many ways to be successful at the things you have a will for, and that is your truth. So I want to ask you, who are you really? What do you desire? Who do you want to be? What are you afraid of? Or what are you afraid to give up to make that a reality? What experiences did you have as a child, a teenager, an adult, that shaped you into who you are today? A lot of our experiences, whether they're good or bad, make us who we are. Those are the things that make us stronger, and they teach us lessons. Those lessons help us and allow us to teach others to make them stronger. There are many times in my life that I experience things that I wouldn't want for anybody else, but if given an opportunity to change them, I wouldn't. Because it shaped the woman who I am today, and I feel empowered and driven and motivated to lead and help other women reflect on those past experiences that they've had to do the same for others. We can't live in our negative experiences and let us that define us. We can't allow them experiences to control us. We were given those as gifts, and it may be hard to see them as such, but at the end of the day, if you really reflect on them, you will be able to see the joy in those gifts as well. Anytime you are feeling like you just can't do one more thing or experience one more heartache, close your eyes, tap your heart, take a deep breath in, and scream that energy out. And do it as many times as you need to until that energy has left your body. There is something so freeing about releasing that energy in a way that's healthy. When I was in Arizona, we would take a step forward with one leg out, arms up in a push-up stance, and when we screamed, we would push our arms into the air, and man, that felt good. So instead of yelling at a loved one, punching a wall, eating that whole gallon of ice cream, or creating pain in your body in whichever way you currently are, release it. Let it go. You can do it. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are enough. You will succeed because you are a great wife, mother, sister, and friend. You are doing your best. You are you, and that's okay. If you ever find yourself feeling alone and needing someone to validate you, I'd love to be your hype girl. Find me on Instagram at justnicole413 because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I'd love to help strengthen you. If you're feeling stuck and need a little bit more help, I would highly recommend the Finding True Self retreat at Sedona Mago, a beautiful 4-day retreat where you are exposed to the sun, the water, the trees, the metal, and the energy of the earth, and it is a beautiful place. And I understand it's not so easy to just leave for 4 days, and maybe it's not in your budget, but there are things you can do at home, but there always will be an interruption. It's so amazing to take yourself out of your routine and push yourself outside of your comfort zone. It's a new year. It's a time to reset. Allow yourself the opportunity to pursue happiness and growth, to be more aware of yourself, and to give yourself permission to dream big and follow those dreams without explanation. You can be more if you want to. So skip the Starbucks, kick an expensive habit, or every time you say or think something negative, $1 goes into a jar. And I promise you'll have that retreat paid for in no time. I was so blessed to have been given this as a gift. Not many people take time for themselves to make not only their mental health, but their physical health a priority. And lucky for me, my friend Kara sent me a link to this retreat, and the title said it all. What do you want? What is your true self? Without your titles, your responsibilities, who are you? And I clicked, sign me up. So I felt it only fitting to bring Kara on to share with us a little bit more about her journey of self-awareness and the gift of taking time for herself to also attend this retreat. Kara and I have become friends through our experiences, and I'm excited to visit with her on the next episode of Just Nicole Life Changes After 40. And we're just getting started. Like and click subscribe to keep listening. I've got a lot to say. But until next time, you are right where you need to be, and you are amazing. And keep telling yourself that over and over until you believe it too. Even better, look at her in the mirror. Really, grab a mirror. Look at that mirror and tell her. She deserves to hear it face to face. Good news equals good brain. All right, well, I'm super excited to be back today on Just Nicole Life Changes After 40. And I'm here today with my friend Kara, who is a development coordinator for Nebraska. And basically, that means she does great things for Nebraska. And so I'm super excited to have you here, Kara. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Kara and I have known each other for a long time, and I've always looked up to her. She's a very strong, independent, to me, seeming woman. And she invited me to be part of a peer learning group, and it was almost like hitting the lottery, I believe. And so Kara and I have spent many miles in the car just kind of getting to know each other a little bit deeper. And she presented me an opportunity to attend a retreat. And through this process, it ends up that her and I both attended this retreat. So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this retreat. I touched a little bit about it in my last episode, but really the importance of taking time to reset, to taking time for yourself. So could you tell me a little bit about why you searched for this retreat in the first place? What was...
Yeah, I had already been through a cohort kind of like what you and I were in together, and I had that great opportunity to learn more about myself and really absorb what my peers had to say to me about what I needed to learn about myself. And at that time, I really wasn't ready for that. I was very, very self-critical and not really sure where that was coming from. And had been through another retreat where I was able to address some things I was holding from my past that I needed to learn to let go of and process in a different way. So I chose this retreat that you and I have both experienced. Mine was a little bit different than what you went to, but same location, same instructors. And the reason why I chose it was I was still finding some of that trauma, some of that pain that I had had, had the opportunity to really learn how to do things differently and make better choices, but I was still holding some of that physically in my body. And if you've ever read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, it's 100% true. If we don't deal with that negative energy, if we don't deal with that internal pain, we hold it, and it comes out in ways that we don't see coming. And it can do damage to our body. It can cause cancer. It can cause all kinds of acid reflux, all of those things that we experience. And so when I was searching for you, knowing what you were looking for, I noticed that they also had this program about wellness and dealing with stored trauma. And that's how I decided that was exactly where I was needing to go.
Yeah. And it is so crazy how many people suffer with things from their past. And maybe they don't even realize that I act this way because of something that happened. One of the experiences I had while I was at the retreat, I didn't even know I had a problem with. But having that moment to actually sit down and reflect. And I think, you know, there's things that we can do at home, but there's always interruptions. There's not really that true opportunity to just reset. And so being in Sedona really just gave us that opportunity to really reflect, like, who are we really? Because there was a lot of things I think that I've kind of just pushed down, you know, tried to hide, and being able to understand that, oh, that's from this, and knowing how to deal with it. Yeah.
100%. I think we all tend to fear judgment. You know, we all think, oh, if only I had longer eyelashes, or if my hair wasn't so frizzy, or if I walked in and, you know, looking like people expect, or if I behaved differently, or if I had exactly the right things coming out of my mouth. I mean, we dwell on that so much, and we don't really realize where that's coming from and how to, you know, how to stop it. There's a way to stop it. It does not have to own us. We are not our choices from before. We are not our past. We are not, you know, what other people think of us.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it, and there's ways to unlock all of that.
You know, and there's so many people that wear so many different masks, you know, and to really, I mean, even ourselves not even understanding, I had an issue with this or that, you know, but then being able to look at other people a little bit differently too, you know, giving other people grace just a little bit more to know that, you know, we don't know what happened to them today or what happened to them 10 years ago that they're struggling with, you know.
You know, and I found too in my first retreat that a lot of the things that I was judging other people for was me putting some of my past on them. They didn't own it at all. It had nothing to do with them, but something that came from my previous experiences, I associated with them, and I was holding them accountable for pains and things that I had not gotten over. It's a process called transference, and it can be both who we fall in love with, of people that we think we're idealizing, or it can be people that, you know, why does she treat me that way? Why do I always feel so uncomfortable around that person? Well, it's not really that person. It's how I'm perceiving them. And all of those things, we have to sit back and look at ourselves, because that's where it's coming from. It's not coming from them. And if we don't take time to do that, if we don't get the opportunity to really think about who am I and what made me who I am and where do I want to go next, we're never going to see that these are the things that we're doing to ourselves. We're putting this on other people. In my case, I was self-sabotaging so much, because I was so expectant of what everybody else was going to judge me for. Well, it was me judging myself. And the hardest thing to do for me was look in the mirror and say, I'm the one screwing this up. I've got to take time to make it right.
Yeah. You know, I think the self-awareness piece too, I feel like it's just more self-aware of a pain in my stomach, or that aching in my head, or even when somebody gives off really good energy, like I can almost feel it now, which I know probably sounds kind of weird to people who are listening who have never experienced it. But I even had to show Emma how we could roll energy in our hands together. And she was like, whoa, I can actually feel it. I'm like, I know, like there is so much energy. And if we're giving off negative energy all the time, or giving off really positive energy all the time, like those are things people think about when they think of us. So that self-awareness piece, I think, is huge.
Oh my gosh, there is energy in everything. I mean, there's energy that makes plants grow. There's electricity when you hit the light switch that shocks you or whatever. we don't think about it, and we tend to shut that down as nonsense, but it's centuries old practice of unlocking the energies and projecting the right energies. I have to tell you a really funny story. When I left my first retreat, we did a lot of visualizing our aura, you know, and I even wrote, I have a note on my computer for those days when I'm not doing so good. It's like, mind your aura, check your aura. What are you doing? What are you projecting? And you visualize who I am. What's my energy look like to people? And after I left that first retreat, I was in the airport and I got out a nail clipper. And this guy came over to me and he says, how'd you get that nail clipper through TSA? And I said, well, I think it's because it doesn't have the little poke thing on it. It's, you know, the nail digger. It's just the clippers. And he says, boy, can I borrow those clippers? They took mine away. And as we were having this conversation, he said, can I sit next to you and just hang out with you for a little bit? And I said, well, sure. Yeah. And he says, you have the most amazingly beautiful aura I've ever seen. And he said, I'm on the autism spectrum. And as I look around, I can see energy coming from the ground. I can see energy in the trees. I can see energy off of people. And I can see that you have just an amazing energy about you. And I said, well, funny thing is, I just spent 7 days visualizing what my energy must look like to other people. So yeah. If that isn't a testament that it's true. And then, you know, like you said, going to this retreat where we did deal with a lot with energy and unlocking where is that in my body, or how do I use the earth's energy to make myself healthier? Mm-hmm. We hadn't even started our retreat yet. They sat us down and told us a few things about what's going to be going on here. Why are we here? How's this going to work? And they had us close our eyes and feel that energy in our palms. And I thought, there's a ball. I have a ball in my hands. Uh-huh. How is this possible? And then as soon as I did that, I thought, I'm in the right place. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I need. It's not what I thought I signed up for, but it's exactly what I needed.
Yeah. So. Well, one of the stipulations for us to take this retreat was it had to be Growth Edge, right? It had to scare the shit out of us. Yeah, and
scary for sure.
I literally pulled up so I was the only person on the transportation van on this super long and windy and bumpy road. And the closer I got, the more pressure I felt in my stomach. And he pulled up and he put the car into park, and I just was fighting everything in me not to cry. I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I cannot be here. What did I do? And I wanted to text you, and I'm like, no, I can't text her. I can't tell her. I want to run away. But by that evening, I understood that it was the energy. And the feeling of the self-awareness that you have in that energy, you know, I mentioned before, having self-awareness of how you're feeling is, it's like no other, I think, because we oftentimes feel sick, or we beat ourselves up, or we just have a feeling of maybe this doesn't feel quite right. And to know to listen to that, you know, it's kind of like an instinct piece. But man, that pressure when I first pulled up, I was like, and then if a tarantula would have walked out in front of me, I think I really would have lost it. I did not see one. Kara showed me a video of a huge tarantula, and I think I was stressing a little bit more than I needed to about that too. But I absolutely loved. I sat in the healing garden and just thought about just the beauty of things. Like, we don't take the time ever to just stop. We are busy. You know, I look at my phone, what's next? I do that. I look at my phone, what's next? You know, I'm constantly, what's next? What's next? And so the biggest gift I think I could have ever given myself was to go, to reset for 4 days and have nothing to think about or worry about other than me. And I think everybody needs to make themselves a priority, because it's not selfish to take time for yourself and to really figure out who you are. You know, like that title said it all. Who are you without your titles? Who am I without the title of mom, without Mark's wife, without the owner of Beautiful Boutique? You know, I could go on for hours with the titles that I've carried. those can all change. You know, what and who am I? You know,
how do we show up right for everyone else in our life if we aren't right with ourselves? If we haven't taken time to be healthy, to secure your own mask first, how do we help anybody else? And I think that was kind of where I was going down my path, was I was becoming more and more negative. I didn't take enough time each day to just express the things that I was grateful for. Mm-hmm. And to really appreciate what's good about me or what's good about my life. And I was getting into that really crabby mindset of, you know, what's good in the world? All I ever see is what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was me. That was all on me. And to really step back and take the time to acknowledge that and to make the choice that I'm not going to live like this. This is not who Kara is. Kara's a happy person. Kara's a really outgoing person. So why have I shut down? Why have I got this negativity? Well, it wasn't something I was going to just do naturally. It took me making the effort, and it took me having this opportunity with my peers to say, what's that voice? That's not Kara's voice coming out of your mouth. Who's talking? And, you know, so I think you're absolutely right. We need to make the opportunity for space, for that time for us to spend on ourselves.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that.
I do have a lot of people ask me how this opportunity came to us. And it was just, like you said, it was like winning the lottery, or what are they selling? What kind of pyramid scheme am I getting involved in? What's happening? Yeah. And, you know, we trusted that. We went ahead and took that bait and just thought, what's going to happen? But when people ask me, how do I get invited? How do I get into this? I'd tell them, you don't need to be. You know, if you have a good, strong, honest, vulnerable group of friends that you can bounce ideas off of and just say, here's what's going on in my life. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm feeling. What do you think about that? What feedback would you give me? I know that's a lot to ask. And after being through this process a couple of times now, I'm a lot more willing to be vulnerable, and I'm in a little different space than I was before. I think you are as well. I mean, we all went into that conversation with, I got to protect myself. Nobody can really know who I am. Nobody can know what my demons are. But, you know, I think having the right group of people to surround yourself with is just so critical. And if they aren't the people that you can tell your honest truth to and get your feedback that you need from, then are they really the right people for you to be spending your time with?
Yeah. And I love the fact that people outside of your normal circle were able to come in and we could just offload, you know, and they could see us for who we really are. Because I think part of this too is figuring that out for ourselves. Like people laugh when I say this, but I don't have much self-confidence. I second guess all the time. I don't believe I'm enough for a lot of things, and that's why I do all the things that I do. So when I tell somebody, oh, I just don't feel very confident, they're like, oh my gosh, you're the most. No, I'm not. So having it come from a group of women who I had never met before other than you, look at me, hear me, and say, gosh, I think this would be good for you. You know, I think that was awesome for me too. So you're right, having a group of peers, and they don't have to be people, you know, just, you know, I say this a lot in the podcast, but having a hype girl, somebody who will just, you know, help you see who you are outside of that mask that you put on.
Yeah. And I think that was part of what was really critically important to our group, was that a lot of folks didn't know each other, didn't have any frame of reference. But then I have a group of women that I've known since grade school. You know, we've been besties all our lives. And they saw me come back from that first retreat and all of the shift that happened in my life. And they said, Kara, teach us how.
Yeah.
We want to be in on that secret. And, you know, so for them to have known me and know who I was when I was young and carefree before all the things happened to us as adults, and to be really open and comfortable with being vulnerable and sharing that feedback, I think we have come to a whole new level of our friendship that, you know, after After, I'm not going to say how old I am, but a lot of years I've spent with these ladies, and we are in a whole different place now than we were 5 years ago.
Yeah. And I think for me, it's been a growth edge for just my everyday life. You know, with color, for me, having women walk in with no makeup on their face, and I'm going to tell them what colors to wear, you know, that's very vulnerable. And I'm always saying to them, you know, you're beautiful without makeup. You're beautiful with this color or that color, but you're a little better in this color, you know, like just my daily. But now being able to even understand a little bit more inside, you know, what did she experience as a child? Was she told she was ugly her whole life? You know, was she told that she was too heavy? Was she told whatever? You know, I have so many women say, oh, my mom used to dress me in red all day long. I'll never wear red again. Or, you know, my mom told me I couldn't wear yellow because I looked ugly. Well, that stays in our minds for years. And so trying to help women understand and appreciate color. And then I feel like I've been gifted this opportunity to help them take it even deeper to what really is the root of it. Who told you you were ugly?
Yeah.
You know, like who had the right to say that to you? Because it's not true. And so I love that God has given me the ability to be able to be present in front of women in a vulnerable place, because I don't think just in passing people would like want to have that conversation or listen to me. But when they're stuck in a chair with me for a couple of hours, it's gifted me the opportunity to really help them see that beauty even more. So I feel like for me, it's been a bigger gift outside of even just myself.
Oh yeah, definitely. Being vulnerable is so important because, you know, really when we're out of our comfort zone, that's when the real growth happens. Mm-hmm. And when they are sitting in a position where you can help them see themselves be glorious, mm-hmm. and appreciate what they really have to offer the world, not just externally, but who they are as a person as well. What a genuine gift you have.
Yeah. Such a great gift. Well, I just have to say, I really appreciate you stepping outside your comfort zone and sitting here with me. I really do think that you're an amazing woman and a friend who you were the first person I thought of with this topic. Like, I would love nobody else to share this gift, because everybody needs a girl who is a friend who will listen, mm-hmm. and who gets it. And I feel like even though we didn't know each other well, I would tell you lots of things and afterwards be like, well, that was probably TMI, but you are a gifted listener as well.
Oh,
and
thank
so
you.
I really appreciate
genuinely
that.
Deserved the opportunity that you were presented with. And
thank you.
I chose you for a reason.
Thank you. Well, I really appreciate it, Kara. Thank you.